Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 14th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapters 52 to 59, taking our burdens to God in prayer. Psalms 55 verses 16 and 17 tells us the words of the psalmist as he cries out like this: "As for me, I will call upon God and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." Bible scholars have suggested that King David was in a foreign city away from Jerusalem when he penned Psalms 55. David complained to God because of the voice of the enemy and the oppression of the wicked. He was burdened and terrified of death, and he wanted to flee away from his problems or fly away from the storms in his life. King David's problems happened because he was betrayed, not by anybody but by his trusted friend. We can assume that David was referring to the disloyalty of his counselor Ahithophel, who duplicately contributed to David having been forced into exile. He, perhaps, was a friend referred to in Psalms 55 verse 13. In a strong imprecation, David urged God to deal with those traitors as they deserved. The hypocritical professions of friendship were treacherous, but God would have the last word, vindicating the righteous and condemning the wicked. At the moment of crisis in his life, David took his burdens to God in prayer. He called for help from God as he prayed and cried aloud at least three times of the day. We know that God heard those prayers of David and restored back his kingdom by defeating the counsel of Ahithophel to his son Absalom. At times when our lives get fragmented as different problems arise in our lives, we should also take up our burden to God in prayer. Psalms 55 verse 22 tells us that this is what we need to do. Cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Our prayers can help to defragment our lives, and God will show us what to do and what only he can do for us. God is always available to hear our prayers as he truly cares for us. Let us remember what our Lord Jesus Christ has promised us that we read in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 to 30. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let us boldly sing the words of the famous hymn penned by Joseph Scriven: "What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer."